Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Looks over his shoulder. That wrister partially blocked by Montour. Out in front!
Bob was schusing on the call there. What a save. I'm immediately checking to see what Bobrovsky's goals saved above expected was, because it better be one on that. But just in this game?
Yep. So, unless he let in a goal that he wasn't supposed to.
That's true. I'll have it for you here. Well, expected goals, all situations for Florida was... I'm not always the fastest at reading charts.
All situations.
For Tampa was 3, and they scored 2. So, yeah, I go. One goal saved above expected.
All right.
It was 4.8 to 3.15.
Okay.
Panthers are up 2-0. Not a surprise. Fully expect them. Sam Reinhart led the Panthers in expected goals. Carter Verhaeghe has 5 overtime playoff winning goals.
Yeah.
5.
He's very good. He's very good. They have a lot of guys that are very good, but he's very good. Bobrovsky, by the way, he's really starting to shed that narrative that he can't play in the playoffs.
I was going to say, like...
He was great last year. He was good the year before that. His numbers were good the year before that. They couldn't score. Then he had a bad year the year before that, but it was only in 3 games. And then he, remember, was like the reason how Columbus beat the best regular season team ever when they swept Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So... Like, 4 of his last 5 playoff years have been really good. But, what was your first impression? Your first impression was him against Buffalo in 2011, getting pulled like 3 games in a row and then not showing up again.
Yeah, long before he like was a name guy in the league.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how that works, where if you are a great player and you don't do well in a couple of playoffs, the answer is often, just wait a little longer. He's a great player. He'll probably find it.
Yeah.
And he has had enough postseasons to do that.
But Florida, they are just... They hit line after line. Lindy said yesterday that you want to have, you know, 3 good lines. He made the 07 comparison, right? Where you can just one after the other, attack, attack, attack. We're going to be better defensively, but we're going to be able to attack because we've got multiple lines. And I got to think that's a priority this summer, is... Can they get a third line that's legitimately dangerous? Because you can look at their top 6 right now and go, okay, I could see it. I could see them getting back to scoring goals. But what about their third line? Because right now, internally, like, do you trust Peyton Krebs, Jeff Skinner, and Jordan Greenway to be a dangerous third line scoring goals? Because I at the moment, I do not. Versus, right, go look at Florida. They've got Verhaeghe on one line with Kachuk. They've got Barkov on another. They've got Lundell and Lutsarainen, who are the young guys that produce for them, and Rodriguez on another line. Like, they've got 3 lines that you can't take a break against. And if you want to bench guys, If Lindy's going to want to bench guys, he's going to need someone to put in the top six. It's not Zemgus Girgensons.
How about Sam Bennett for a third line center?
He's a free agent?
I think so.
I'd be into that.
Florida.
I'd be into that. That's their biggest summer need, is it not? Third line center.
One thing I thought about yesterday with Lindy and the Sabres, if they could, right now, Lindy, here you go. Here's a big red button. In your perfect world, would you like to undo Byram for Mittelstadt?
It's possible he'd want to, right?
Very possible.
Mittelstadt, I mean, he would give you... He was that, right? He was the third-line center. Part of my thesis of liking the idea of moving him was we haven't seen Peyton Krebs played with skilled guys. I think he could be, like, can he be a third-line center? Then he got a shot to be that, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. He didn't do anything to make you think that he's ready for that or can ever be that guy. So
Could Krebs be elevated? Because we've seen Krebs has a little bit of that psycho in him.
Sure.
He might just need a little bit more time to play a little bit more to... Like, maybe Lindy will get that. Maybe Lindy will tap into the psycho that Krebs becomes occasionally and put it to good use.
But he's got that already. The offense is what you need from him, right?
That's what I'm saying. I know he's got that. I'm saying if he can tap for... Play like this and the rest of it will come.
Okay.
Right? You've got the ability. He's got the... He's a first-round pick, former first-round pick. He's a great passer of the puck. We know that. It hasn't clicked with him yet. Maybe Lindy's system unlocks a little bit and he leans on the fact that Krebs has some of the, I mean, grit and sandpaper is not exactly what you think about with Peyton Krebs.
Right.
I just want to say psycho, because every once in a while he goes nuts.
Yeah. In the 19 games he played after Mittelstadt got traded, he had 1 goal and 4 assists. Like, that can't be your third line. You need better from that, from your third line. Sorry, but right, maybe Lindy thinks, maybe he looks at his game, has watched his game and thinks, I can get more out of this.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What if I told you I just saw the best possible shirt that I've seen about a Bills receiver prospect? I know what you're thinking.
Does it have somebody you're thinking moving about, up your board because of it?
You're thinking, the shirt potential? Malik Nabers, City of Good Neighbors, right? Mm-mm, it's not that.
Rome wasn't built in a day, something along those lines?
No.
Roma Dunze?
Close, but not really. Store 716 has tweeted, Adunze, but you turn Adunze into hey. So Adunze.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy that shirt. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul. I'm all over the place.
Hey, guys. Surprisingly, I do not want to talk about hockey today. I'm not the biggest NFL fan. I'm really not. I love college football, though. I've watched the Michigan Wolverines for 30 years. And I will say, other than Charles Woodson, the greatest defensive player to ever play college football, Mikey Samersil is the best player I have ever seen in the Michigan Wolverine secondary. Every time I watched the kid play, I said, he is going to be Troy Polamalu in the NFL. I am in no way to stand in front of the Bills wide receiver train. But if by some miracle of God he dropped to the second round, Is there any way the Bills would be in a position to move up for him? And I would also say, as a Big Ten football fan, if there's any way the Bills could possibly move up for Marvin Harrison Jr., who I'm sure will be taken at the top of the draft, this is a Hall of Famer. I also think Mikey Sammerstill is a Hall of Famer. Guys, what are your thoughts on Sammerstill in particular? Have a great show.
Thanks, Paul. I think there's tons to like about him, Sammerstill. And I don't anticipate, like you said, he's not going to make it to the second round. I'll see where he is in some of these mocks. Now, 43rd overall, Danny Kelly, 43rd ranked prospect. I just don't, again, like, this is the thing about drafting a position that you don't need. I didn't think the Bills needed a tight end last year, but they did, and now we know the future of that position is kind of more set than it had ever been. Defensive back for the Bills. Are they swapping Kyer Elam out somewhere? Because let's say they do that, Joe. Now I've got Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, and Sammerstill. And I would immediately point to, okay, well, I'm not re-signing Douglas. I know my future is Sammerstill, and maybe it's going to be Benford on the other side.
Yep.
It's just really tough to me for the Bills to use their early picks on guys that won't play or that would immediately replace someone that plays just fine. I mean, Spencer Brown had a good year.
Yeah.
To immediately replace him, I just feel like the gains in the short term put off that idea, even though there could be gains in the long term. We would know why they would do it. And on Marvin Harrison Jr., Chris Sims just tweeted out that the overwhelming majority of NFL people he talks to, now that just means if he talked to eight people, seven of them said this,
yep,
have neighbors ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Really?
Yes. They said, he wrote, he's a great prospect.
Yeah.
But the overwhelming majority of people I talk to have him, Marvin Harrison Jr., behind neighbors.
So Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to start slipping, and he's going to get to the seventh pick, and that's where the Bills are going to move up, and they're going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Perfect. I'm not overthinking that. I think Harrison Jr. is the guy I'd want over everybody.
Yeah.
There's no flaw. There's no flaw. The only thing with neighbors is you just don't know if he can play on the outside all the time and be a dynamite number one. He probably can, but we haven't seen it because that's not how LSU used him. Harrison Jr. was used in every way and was dominant in every way. Double team rate, everything. Yep. I wouldn't overthink it. I know Neighbors is a special prospect, but I, you know.
Neighbors comp from Danny Kelly.
Yep.
He doesn't really have a comp. He compares him to Ricky Bobby. Elite athleticism, infinite upside, field tilting speed.
Did Ricky Bobby have elite athleticism?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, that's true, but did we see him running without his clothes on Talladega? Ricky Bobby. Okay.
Yeah, let me give you a...
I've seen some CeeDee Lamb comparisons for him.
There's a guy that plays a lot in the slot.
That's true, yep. Like half, yep. About half and half, which is what Neighbors did at LSU. So you can use him that way, and it's fine, and if he works out that way, then you're good, but...
So... Yahoo Sports, Matt Harmon, his yep. Some comps to Brandon Ayuk because he's so good in space. Run after the catch is very, very good.
Yep. His comp to Neighbors is Ayuk?
A little bit.
Okay.
He says, my aggressive comparison for Neighbors is Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
And he refers to him as kind of the peak of that wild horse route runner. A guy you can line up as an X, he can win against press on the line of scrimmage, a total number one receiver in that archetype. Wide frame, ideal length, can snare off-target passes, run after the catch ability, that's what draws him to Ayuk.
Okay.
Extendo Sports on the way, 803-0550, our phone number. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. When we get back... Elliot Friedman's comments on...
I had that written down.
The Lindy signing.
Yeah. Little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll put it this way. I wonder if Elliot's going to get a call about it.
Yeah.
That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.